If saving more and spending less is one of your top goals for 2023, why are you still paying insane amounts of money every month for your phone bill? Switching to Mint Mobile is the easiest way to save this year, as the first company to sell premium wireless service online only. Mint Mobile lets you order from home and save you a ton with phone plans starting at just $15 a month. I saw the commercials with Ryan Reynolds and I was like, I'll give it a go. My service sucks here anyways with AT&T, so I switched. It's been pretty easy over there. For people looking for extra savings this year, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month by going online only and eliminating the traditional cost of retail. Mint Mobile passes significant savings to you. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and switch easily in minutes with eSIM. Switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. To get your new wireless service plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. That is mintmobile.com/drinkingbros. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/drinkingbros.
Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks.
Oh boy, there it is. There's the song. You know what day of the week it is, kids. As always, Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks are brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DRINKINBROS doubles your first deposits all the way up to $1,000 here on this one. Whew. We missed it. We missed the Masters. I lost a lot of money.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
You?
Well, seeing as every bet I make on this show is real life.
Mine's real life, but I do it for fun. You're doing it to pay rent, and that's a problem.
Yeah, yeah, it's a problem.
I gamble for fun. You gamble for potentially a house.
Immortality.
Yeah.
A mortgage.
Yep, yep. A potential mortgage.
Generational wealth.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
It's not going well.
It's not at all. It's not at all. But, you want to recap last week, your picks, and what happened?
Not really. Don't really need to relive the past. Don't need that in my life. We're moving forward.
We sure are. We sure are. We're deep into April here, and you've not picked a winner. How do you feel? How do you feel this
we're
week?
Deep into April, and I might be like five figures down. I don't know.
Holy shit. Are you really?
Yeah.
Not four?
Hi, Mom.
Five figures? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Hi. There it is. There it is.
It's not. It's not going well.
Uncle Lazor is in the background there. Look at him, dude. Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. Between the Calcutta, my picks at the Masters.
Lost 10 grand on Brooks Koepka choking like
that.
Did
you really?
Oh, you bet. I took him at the beginning and then fucking piled on him as he went on. He's got that four-stroke lead going to that delay. So surely we're good. And then just
surely he'll close.
I mean, dude, I've had dates go better than that. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah, you live-lined it. You're chasing that live-line, dog. I've done it. We've all done it. We've all been there. It fucked us. It was a fun story. Mm-hmm. I don't really blame Brooks for falling off there at the end.
Because of Cantlay?
I don't, but
then
however.
You had the amateur right in front of Cantlay, so you had two groups of two of the slowest players in the world, and Koepka gets very flustered.
Yes.
If he can't go at his pace, he's not the same guy.
Not at all. Where Rahm, it was just another day of the J-O-B for that guy.
Yeah.
Not shocking that he won. Obviously, one of the top two golfers in the world.
Him kind of overlooked him because of the Florida swing, right? Like the driver was kind of going everywhere. But I didn't know he had a new driver, so he's working out the kinks.
I didn't either, and I'd given up on him. That was a mistake.
Fourth win of the year.
I know. He just had really fallen off. Whereas Scheffler has never fallen off and had a bad tournament.
Scheffler's floor is higher.
Yes.
Rahm's ceiling's much higher.
For sure. Yeah. I agree. But therefore, where are we at this week, and are you taking him?
We're going to Harbortown. We're going to South Carolina.
Woo! Love it down there.
And the only way I'm going to justify that, I'm going to pick a winner this week.
All right.
Is because their main kind of like flagship image for this golf course is a lighthouse.
There it is.
It's a lighthouse.
There it is. Look at that tat. When you're betting on what is actually tattooed on your arm,
I can't
miss.
You
know it's going to be good.
I can miss.
Can't miss.
Yeah.
Can't miss.
This is my tournament.
Sure is. Sure is. Who are you going with this week?
Well, you don't have to be super long here.
Okay.
Got to be a good iron player.
Yeah.
With that said, I'm just going to ride a hot hand that's going to get his first win eventually. We're going Cam Young. We're going back to the well.
Oh,
we're going 21-1 on Cam Young.
Yeah.
We're going Tommy Kim.
There you go.
A guy that's already, you know, he's forever good in my eyes. He won me a tournament at Wyndham.
Yep.
So Tom Kim, 36-1. And then another hot hand, Russell Henley, 45-1. $100 on each guy. And then we're getting desperate here. We're going outside of the golf world.
Oh. Oh, shit. Did you throw UFC in here, too?
We're going UFC fight night.
Oh, boy.
We're going Arnold Allen at plus money, plus 144, to beat Max Holloway, $200. We're covering everything.
Ooh,
it's going to be a great
weekend. I'm going to have to crack a fucking another seltzer here, a hard AF seltzer. I've never seen a UFC pick on this golf show. It's only a 15-minute show, Tom's 10 to 15, and you're throwing UFC picks in there.
That's where we're at.
I like it.
At this point of the year, yeah.
I like it a lot.
Do you? Because this worries me.
Well, that's my next question was for Giorgio, our UFC expert here. Although Delco is better at betting in the UFC than you.
No, it's not.
That is true.
It's that he's betting UFC in the
golf
show.
You know more about the UFC, but he bets better on the UFC.
I don't know if that's true.
It's more that he's doing it.
Okay.
He just likes that we're out here doing it.
Well, hang on. Do you agree with his bet then?
No, he hates it.
Oh, you hate it. Of course you do.
It stinks of desperation.
Great. Because of that, I'm going to mybookie.com right now and betting Delco. Delco doesn't really miss on UFC bets. All these live fights we've done, you've been pretty goddamn on fire, dude. So I got to side with Delco on this.
I don't like the bet, but I'm also not going to bet it.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. I like to fuck, but I don't like to use my penis. I mean, that's basically what you said there. Max Holloway's on the downswing right now. He's lost, what, two or three in a row?
I mean, he lost to Volk. He beat Yair.
A bad knockout. He was the one that got kicked in the fucking face.
No. Max has never been knocked out, I believe.
All right.
But Arnold Allen, he's next up, man.
Sure.
Max, get out of the way.
What's the odds on that? Plus 144?
Plus 144. So $200 on that.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll throw a couple hundo on this with you.
But yeah, Cam Young, Tom Kim, Russell Henley. It's going to be a big name. These are guys that are, you know, they're studs.
Yeah.
They're studs.
For sure.
Russell Henley, kind of on borderline.
Yep.
But he's hot. So we're just going to ride it. Why not?
Well, let me ask the obvious here. Because John Rahm is in this tournament. He's at 10-1 here.
No.
No, I understand. But like, if he wins now, what do you do the rest of the year?
You just eat it. You don't.
For real?
Yeah. I'm not going to bet Scheffler. I'm not going to bet Rahm. It's
okay.
It's not going to happen.
What are the odds on Scotty here in this one? Because the surprising one to me, it was one of the favorites, is actually the guy we fucking hate and you just talked about, Patrick Cantlay, is at 12-1. That's pretty shocking to me.
No.
I mean, he's playing all right.
I mean, he lost in a playoff here last year to Spieth. So, I mean, he plays well here.
Yeah.
That's a good course.
Yeah, I've got Spieth. So, in this one, though, I like Cam Young. He played well last week. Obviously, I bet him, I don't know, six or seven times last year. Never won one of those for me. So I cannot bet him anymore. Russell Henley was up there on the leaderboard all week at the Masters as well. He played great. Tom Kim, am I missing something? What's his real name again?
Why are you asking me that?
Tommy. It's on the board. It's on the leaderboard. And enough.
It's like Kooyoung Kim.
Right. And so that's what throws me off because there's like five Kims on the tour.
Well, my bookie needs to like just fix it and make it Tom. Because like the Masters, even if you looked at the app, they're like, we're not doing that shit.
The app Tom did. However, the scoreboard on CBS did not. So they were going by birth given name. God given name, you know? Sorry. It's what it is. So yes, I think a big name is also going to win this week. But I'm going with Jordan Spieth. He played
back
well.
To back.
He played well at the Masters.
Well, he played well on Sunday because it was Easter.
He did.
And he has risen.
He sure
rolling
has.
The rock,
and he's
you know?
gonna rise and probably win this one as well. Another guy I'm gonna go with, man, I had him last week and I'm gonna ride it because he looked very pissed off that he missed the cut. Justin Thomas. 26-1. Spieth is 22-1. I mean, it's great fucking odds. And it's simply because Rahm and Scheffler are just dominating every single
It's an elevated
week.
Event. So, yeah. So I'm going to have all the big boys.
You are. So I'm going to go Jordan Spieth this week at 22-1. I'm going to go Justin Thomas at 26-1. And then I'm going to go, man, I hate to do it. Am I going to fucking do this again, dude?
I'll do it.
God damn it, dude. Am I going to do it again?
Don't take one of my picks again.
I'm not. It's a guy that I keep picking and he never fucking wins. I'm going to go Xander Schauffele at 25-1. And he's never fucking won. It's another Cam Young for me. I can't fucking quit him. Those are my three. I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele at 25-1.
Xander won like three times last year.
He did, dude. But the events that I picked him in, he was second. And I think he lost in a fucking playoff, dude, last year. Mm. And it just burned my goddamn heart out. So I'm going back to the well. I'm going Xander Schauffele. I'm going Jordan Spieth this week at 22-1. And then Justin Thomas at 26-1. They're all in the 20s. I'm going to leave Scheffler off. I'm going to leave Rahm off this week. All of that is out the window. If one of the two of those guys win, though, we've got to develop a new strategy for the rest of the season because this is it's insane. Mm-hmm. It's also fun to watch. I don't mind it.
It should be like playing Madden back in the day with Michael Vick. Like,
yeah,
that shouldn't be allowed.
I know. Yeah. So like, we're
so
gonna
no
have
Scheffler,
to,
no Rahm. They're off the board.
We're gonna have to come up with a new strategy because if these guys keep winning every single event like this, like gambling wise, this is a fucking money show. We're trying to win the audience money here. We've got to devise a plan for this because that's just too much dominance for one year.
I'll be real. I'm not trying to do anything for you guys.
No, I know. It's all for you.
It's for me.
It's all for you. And I understand.
It's not going well.
For me, though, I'm trying to win for you because I'm here to have some fun and use my piggy bank on mybookie.com and, you know, maybe buy some weird shit, but I'm not trying to pay a mortgage with this. You know what I'm saying? I just enjoy watching golf. Tell me your picks are one more time before we get out of here.
Cam Young, Tom Kim, Russell Henley. And then, of course, Arnold Allen to beat Max Holloway.
Obviously.
Stone Cold Lock.
Is it a fight night or is this a pay-per-view?
Just a fight night.
Okay, great. So
a little
it's
ESPN
free.
Plus.
Great. Yeah. Anybody can pop that on and join us Saturday night. And the Rowdies are also on Saturday night as well on ESPN Plus. So if you're waiting for the fight to start, you want to switch on over to the Tampa Bay Rowdies. We're a Rowdy family here. God dang it. And plus the Rowdies are on tonight, I believe, in the third round of the U.S. Open Cup, I believe they call it, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a big one, Giorgio. Sorry you don't understand, dude. Okay.
I gotta get in.
Yeah, you gotta get in. When I go there, Dan and I are scheduled to go there next month. I'll get some Rowdy's jerseys and we'll bring them back and celebrate. They're only selling them at the stadium. They're sold out online. All their merch is dope and they're always sold out.
I'll get rowdied up.
Let's get rowdy, dude. Let's get rowdy. And you too. Go to mybookie.com, bet with us or against us over there on our golf picks in Delco Dan's one desperation UFC pick. And enjoy your weekend. I can't enjoy it unless I got some money on this shit in the background. I had money on the Hawks last night. I had money on the Timberwolves, both covered. Also took a money line play, which Timberwolves almost pulled it off and they choked in the fourth quarter, but won some decent money last night. You can too.
Yeah, actually, I'll say this right now. If this doesn't hit, if all of these lose, mm-hmm. including Arnold Allen,
yeah.
I retire.
From the show?
No, from gambling.
Oh, from gambling yeah. itself. Okay.
Just in general.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just going to be tiddlywinks for you? Betting cigarettes?
I just don't know how to recover from this.
I don't either. Yeah. You can never recover. So if one of these does not hit...
If
they all lose, yeah. you will quit gambling forever.
I will quit gambling for a week.
Week off.
It's a full week. Okay.
Maybe a month.
I understand it.
I might need to just take a break.
Nah, you should. Yeah. You should. We'll see.
Hit the gas
we'll
pedal.
We'll see. I'll follow you on the UFC pick, though, for sure. I don't have your golfers, but I'll follow you on the UFC pick. Yeah. I like it. Why not? Thanks for joining us, kids. Go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. This is a 5-star, and you can walk away. One question the listeners had before we get out of here was, did you accidentally upload fake news to sports?
Did I? Originally, and then I immediately replaced the file.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they found it. They listened to it. They were not happy with you.
Right.
And they wanted me to ask, and I was like, by the time I played it, I was like, I've got the clean file.
It's a clean file.
I don't know what's going on here.
Apple just to refresh takes like 24 hours.
They
sometimes.
Called me liars. And
these things, Ross.
Look, we record 125 shows a month out of here. I get it. Uncle Laser's show is up next.
Yeah.
Yes, he's coming in next, dude. He'll be at this desk in fucking 5 minutes. So
just
I get it.
Better way to get it. Subscribe, unsubscribe, subscribe.
That's it.
Boom.
Boom. And it'll drive us to the top of the charts.
But
and,
you'll also get the new file.
You sure so. Will. Or you can watch the goddamn show on YouTube. Subscribe to Drinker Bros Sports on YouTube, you dummies. You can watch it live. We're live over there. They don't fuck with this channel over there. So we're live with sports every day. For Delco Dan, I'm Ross Patterson. This is Delco Dan's Dirty Golf Picks, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We'll see you on the links.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.